Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You can have whatever you like.
40 minutes away from Love Letters to Kelly.
Nice.
Don't miss that. But right now it's about you, Kid Nation, with Whatever Wednesday. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can ask us questions about the show or news stories that you're really into, TV shows, books. What you want to bring up, that's what we talk about this segment. We've gotten a few of these, Jenna, and these are questions for you from the text. Did Jenna and Charlie Puth talk more after the last interview? We also got one that asked if you and Charlie exchanged phone numbers.
Whoa.
Oh.
No.
There was
he's
some
too young for me. He's cute. I don't know why he was. I think he was just flirting.
You felt the flirting though.
I mean,
we all felt the flirting.
Yeah. You know what's cool though? He was then in Houston.
Yeah.
And my best girlfriend works at runs a clothing shop and a gym.
Uh-huh.
And here and also in a few cities anyway. He was in there, and she went up to him and was like, "You were just on my friend's radio show." And he bought hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of stuff from her.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like, yeah, Kinsey, you make that sale.
Yes!
You make that sale to Charlie. Yeah, you bought a bunch of gym clothes.
Was she giving him the, man, you look great in that.
No, she just said, Jenna's my best friend, and you were just on the radio show. He's like, "Oh, that Kid Craddock is a big morning show, huh?" And she's like, "Yeah, it is. Take a look at this."
This looks great on you.
Oh, it looks great. And then you get home and your wife or your girlfriend or your friends are like, "Ew, what is that?"
Well, it's cool gym clothes. It's fine. Workout clothes.
Yeah, their clothes are cool. She's doing okay. Let's talk
So I did not hook up with Charlie Puth.
No phone numbers exchanged.
I have bad game. I realized, like, after all that flirting, I'm like, I was kind of like, "Oh, I don't know what to do when a guy's flirting with me this much."
That's probably on him to ask for the number, though, and he probably was like, "Oh, I don't know how to get a phone number from her."
I think he was just flirting, and then I play it too cool, like I'm not interested.
Right.
So I don't know.
So if you're listening, Charlie, she is.
No.
She's interested.
She would like the
young
number.
Young.
Yeah.
He is. You forget how young he is. He's so mature for his age.
Yeah.
So mature. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, JC.
So what went on in your life? Something bad happened or what?
Uh-huh. Yeah, for my birthday, my mom got me these tickets to go see Nickelback for her and I to go together. And this would have been my third time going to see them. I absolutely love them. Like, I know a lot of people don't, but I do. And we were supposed to go on Sunday. We had a whole weekend in Kansas City planned for it and everything.
Yeah, what went wrong?
Well, I, like, halfway through the second act, it was just really, really hot outside, and I don't deal with heat very well, and I guess I didn't have enough water while I was there, even though I've been drinking it all day. And I looked down at my mom, and I said, "Mom, I think I need to sit down." And so she rushed me to sit down, and I passed out.
Oh, no.
And you missed the rest of the show?
Well, no. They got me to wake up, and they got me cooled down and got me to feel better. And I was sitting in the EMT's office with the fan on me, and they were talking to me, and I was, like, having full-on conversations. They said I was doing better. My blood pressure was going down, and my temperature was going down, and I was doing better. And they're like, "Well, because of protocol, we can't really let you stay any longer because it's an outdoor thing.
Yeah.
It's still too hot." I was like, "But the sun's going down. I can sit in the shade, please." So they forced me to leave, and I couldn't see Nickelback.
No. I'm sorry, Alicia.
Thank you. I was so upset. I'm still really upset about it.
I can hear it in your voice.
I can hear it. Well, they'll tour again. I'm sure you'll get to see them again. But
I know.
Go to an air-conditioned venue. This
Maybe you'll run into Chad Kroeger at a restaurant.
I hope.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Yeah.
Is there anymore, though? They left.
Yeah.
Sorry,
well,
babe.
I'm sorry you got that heat stroke. Sometimes that Nickelback's too hot.
Yeah, sorry about your heat strokes. Next caller?
Oh, ow. Maybe she could join our band.
The Don Cheadles?
No, the, what were you, Frog Venom?
Oh,
Nutsteak. And Heatstroke. Would you like to join our band?
Yes.
All right, Alicia's in.
Well, there you go.
Heatstroke.
All right. See, it's just that
simple. Happen. All right. Have a wonderful day. Hey, Trina.
Hey.
Well, you're addicted to a TV show you want to tell us about?
Yes, it's called Fear Thy Neighbor on the ID channel.
Oh, about killer neighbors?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, the ID channel's got some good stuff.
Like killer they have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you been watching Killer Kids?
Oh, man.
I have seen maybe one episode of it.
Have you seen Evil Twins?
Mm-mm, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. So Fear Thy Neighbor is a show about neighbors that do harmful things to each other or what?
Right. Yeah, they start out, you know, getting along and everything. Like a new neighbor will move in and then one of them will get on the other's nerves and then it usually ends up bad. Either one ends up dying or one ends up in jail.
Most ID shows end up in murder. ID channel.
Really?
It's a good channel though if you like those sort of shows.
No.
I don't like feeding.
You know the only issue I have with those crime shows, because we're spoiled, is all the reenactments. I don't like the reenactment ones.
I like where they talk to the actual people.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like the reenactment or the actors that are filling in for the criminals. Leanne's got a question. That's probably for Kelly.
Okay.
Or maybe even Jenna.
Hi.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
What's your question for the ladies?
Well, good morning, y'all.
Hey.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask Kelly some advice because I'm a single mom and I've been single for 4 years, like not dating or anything. And I'm trying to put myself out there, but I just need advice how to do that, really, because I haven't been in the dating scene for so long.
Well, I mean, I did it with online, the dating apps. Have you done that?
Yeah, I'm on Bumble. Like I actually got on Bumble at the beginning of the year when you were talking about meeting Alan on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start talking to a guy, and maybe after a couple days of talking, I'm just kind of like, and kind of blow him off. And I'm just like, I want to start dating, but I can't get myself to do it.
You got to do it. You know, it's like doing anything that you don't want to do. It's like you just have to force yourself to do it and don't keep coming up with excuses. You got to get out there, and you might have a few bad dates, but that's how you get better at dating. I mean, you'll get better the more you do it. That's the only advice I can get you.
Well, I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Don't put so much pressure on yourself. You're just going, I mean, that's, if you can just get that out of your head, if you can get out of your head and just, you know, you're going out to meet somebody new and you may never see him again. Who cares? You know how many dates I had before I met Alan?
How many
one and done dates?
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah, I mean, I just would see him one time and then I would never hear from him again, but I didn't really.
See, Kelly, you were a champ, though. You went on like 5 dates a week, and I can't bring myself to do that. But I have been on a couple, and one time, you'd be really, really surprised, Leanne. Like, I was like, I'm going to make myself do it. I almost canceled it, and I did it. And it was kind of all right. I think we get into the problem with this online dating of you can talk too much on
You got to take it face-to-face.
A lot of guys I meet are kind of terrible. Just
you gotta
writing
get face to face.
After a week, I'm like, ugh. Like
after
they can
a couple
do
days of texting, you got to meet.
Yeah,
and you
got,
that's why you know. And I would only talk to about 5 guys at a time because I couldn't do any more than that.
Right,
it was too much.
That's a lot.
But it is, and you got, because you can't just keep swiping right and swiping right, and suddenly you've swiped right on 50 guys. Now what do you do? So you have to concentrate on that little bunch you've already swiped right on and have conversations with. Don't drag it on forever because it's pointless.
Right.
Since it's so uncomfortable, I do something like I made a guy go boxing class with me. Like do something that you're comfortable doing because it's already uncomfortable. I mean, that's my advice.
And
Kelly would go to dinner. I made him go work out with me because that's what I do.
And then you guys went to Iceland for the second date.
Yeah. you just gotta do it. That's the only advice I can give you is you just gotta
do
it.
Don't do that.
You just gotta go.
You got this. You
just
got this.
Put myself out there.
Yeah,
you just gotta do it. And you're gonna have some bad dates. I don't recall having but like one or maybe 2 dates. I was like, oh, I can't wait for this one to be over.
I don't know how you did so many.
I had a ton of great dates. I met some really interesting people. I met pilots.
A lot of
second
dates.
The feeling hits you, right? When you met Alan, like that feeling just hit you. Didn't it hit you?
No, she wasn't into it.
That's weird.
We just had a nice time. And you know what the difference was with him? He asked me out a second time. So I went.
He's the one that was
I always let the man, because with Bumble, the woman has to reach out first.
Yeah.
But then I let the man take the lead because that's really the natural order of things. Men like to be the pursuers. It's just psychology.
If he hadn't followed up, you and Alan would have never gone out on that second date.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wait, well done, Alan.
Magic.
Magical
Alan.
We had
a nice date, but I wasn't like, oh my God, this is the one. This is it.
Hopefully that helps you, Leanne.
Yeah, thank y'all.
All right, put yourself out there. Good luck.
It is weird.
Man,
you just kind of got to do it. It's like, how bad do you want
it?
You just got to do it.
I made it a job. I really did. I looked at it as a job.
Kelly would be like, I got to get out of here, guys. I got my lunch date at 12, then I got like a date at noon.
Kelly would come in here and go, I'm dating too many guys right now.
Yeah. If you're looking for a job, what do? You put out
of course.
Tons of resumes. You do follow-ups.
You just put out.
Make it business. Make it business.
So I want to say ZipRecruiter.com right
now. Not right now.
That's what you do for the job.
Not right now.
Dee Dee sent us a text and said, what were the two different movies Jenna and JC were in? We talked about it earlier this week. I was in an independent film that was called that's called Reborn.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was addicted to the game of chance.
Right. In general.
Yeah, you had a starring role. I'm in a small, still unreleased horror movie.
I guess it got released. Somebody sent us a screenshot of it.
What? Why didn't I know that?
I don't know. I think it came out.
And I was in a major motion picture.
Clip.
Oh, there's a trailer. No release. But there's a trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was called The Riff.
Yeah, Al was in The Riff.
Look it up.
Kelly was in Holiday.
Holiday in Your Heart.
Holiday in Your Heart. We've all done a little acting.
Yeah.
I really enjoy acting, though. It is fun. I don't know if I'm good at it, but it is fun.
I'm terrible at it. And, no.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
You want to tell us about a couple members of the show that inspired you?
Yeah, actually, it's you and Al. Inspired me.
Oh, to do what? In what way?
Well, the Don Cheadles inspired me. I work at a foot doctor's office. So me and the other girls have started a band, and we're called the Toe Jams.
That's awesome.
What do you guys play?
It's all foot-related songs. So right now, instead of All About That Bass, we have All About Those Feet, No Fungus.
Yes.
Please tell me you have something on YouTube that we can look up.
Have you guys started that?
We're working on a video now, okay. And we're going to have the doctors, like, instead of making it rain money on us, they're going to have us have it, like, have shoe inserts rain on us while we're dancing.
Genius. You know, because there's that, have you seen that singing dentist on Facebook? He's gotten very popular. Yeah, he's a singing dentist that sings about teeth and oral hygiene and all that
very
stuff.
Punny.
And he's gotten very popular and has millions of views, so that could be you guys, but the foot.
People love puns.
That's right.
Well, yeah, Amy, when you're done.
You have something, yeah, send it to us.
All right, deal?
I will. Deal.
Deal.
I have a question for her.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do we need our pinky toes?
You kind of do.
Okay, I was just wondering. Mine's always in the way. I've always said I want to get it removed.
I also have a question, Amy.
Oh, another foot question?
You know my big toe, next to that big toe, I have the cashew toe going on. How come my toe's so crooked?
Yours is your second toe?
Well, it may require surgery. Mm. It's called a hammer toe.
Yeah.
Oh, hammer toe.
How come I got crooked, though?
It's genetics.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Our other song is Stop, Hammer Toe.
Yeah.
Instead of Hammer Time.
There you go. I love it.
You could do Feed It instead of Beat It.
Yeah.
Oh, good one. Good one. I'm writing these down right now.
Yeah.
We got tons of puns here.
Ingrown toenails.
Shorty toe. I'm going to get too punny.
Yeah, we're getting a little punny here.
What is that, low?
Yeah. Instead of doing the stanky leg, you do the stanky foot.
That's right.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
Buy me a bunion.
That's not good.
No one wants to buy a bunion.
How come everything has to do with Chris Jansen? Thank you, Amy. Please send us that video when you guys finish it.
Okay.
Am I going to have surgery? Now I'm scared I got to have surgery.
No.
Is it hurt?
It just bugs me when
you
I look at it.
You had a standout high school football career with that toe. You're fine.
Maybe that's why I ran fast.
There you go.
It propelled me to run fast.
Half past four.
Yeah.
It's just a cosmetic thing that bothers you.
Well, now I don't want to wear sandals.
I wouldn't
if I were you.
I know. I'll be honest. When we go on family vacations, I catch you guys staring at my toe.
Nobody's looking at your toes.
Don't lie.
No one's looking at your toes. We're looking at your tank top.
Everybody's looking at it.
No, we're not.
I haven't looked at your toes one time.
Really?
I don't think anybody in this room would say that they've looked at your toes.
I've seen your toes.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you had feet.
It doesn't bother me.
Doesn't? You know, I read somewhere that if people look at your feet when they're talking to you, they're not sexually attracted to you. They only stare at your face and your chest if they're attracted to you. But if they're not, they'll be looking down at your feet a lot.
They're nervous because they are attracted.
How do they do these studies?
Well, that was science, Kelly.
Oh, gosh. I just caught myself looking at JC's toes.
Yeah. You turned on?
No, he's not.
No.
Big Al Mack, radio personality, bar owner, and world traveler.
Everybody to go to Mexico, not in the drug business, all right?
There's 240 pounds of him to love, most of it in the belly area.
Why didn't y'all tell me I was getting fat and out of shape?
Big Al Mac, only on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
245 pounds.
245, Al?
244, something like that.
5 pounds is not that much on us dudes, right?
It's ridiculous.
Because you're 6'3", 5 pounds on 6'3".
240 was already my... Too big.
Yeah.
244? Come on.
More love to go around, Al.
Come on, Al.
Look at the positive. Speaking of Al, that love is going around. We set up a Bumble for him.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to be going through that. We're going to set him up on blind dates. Nothing has to come of it, or maybe something will come of it.
You never know.
You never know. Kelly never knew what was going to happen between her and Al, and she just told us.
Mm-hmm.
If she, if he wouldn't have kept going, she would have just ended it after the first date, and it would have been over.
We both had a pleasant night. He asked me out again because he said I wasn't crazy. I guess he had gone through a series of crazies.
Yeah, man.
He said, so yeah, I was nice enough, so that's what happened.
When I meet a girl, like the second or third thing I ask her is, are you crazy? Like,
because
do they ever tell you the truth?
Say that?
I mean, if I think, you know, she's attractive or something, are you crazy? You know, I don't know. It comes up. It might not be
work on your conversation skills.
It might not be the second or third thing, but it does come up.
Are you crazy?
I mean, you can kind of just determine that after a dinner date.
I mean, you need time
without asking.
But some the really crazy are good at hiding it for a minute.
Right. The real good
until
ones?
You're in. Yeah.
Yeah. If they're blasting out their crazy right away too, that's the super scary ones. Like if they're showing you their jealousy right away.
At least you know, though.
At least you know.
At least you know.
But get out of it.
Yeah.
A lot of people stay in it still like, oh, they'll change. No, they won't.
Get worse.
As soon as they show you that jealousy and that they're being crazy, get out. Because they're only going to get worse. Speaking of crazy ideas, I was thinking about getting my toe surgically fixed.
Okay.
And we got Drew wrote us a text and said, JC, don't get that surgery. My sister got it on both feet at the same time. Had to wear a boot on both her feet for weeks. It was ridiculous. And I think her feet looked the exact same.
Yeah, don't do it for cosmetic reasons because, seriously, my fourth toes are so gross. And Alan, like, he'll try straightening them out, and his fun thing is to watch it curl back up. He's like, I wonder if you could have surgery on that.
Do yours bend in or, like, towards your...
It curls like a cashew.
So towards the bottom of your foot.
And I always thought that it was because I wore pointy shoes and stuff. Uh-huh. And then Emma Kelly was born, and she's got that toe. So it is genetic.
Yeah.
I'm starting to notice that because I look at my kids' feet. Because I heard that it is genetic, so I started looking at him. My son's Kaysen, who's 5 now, his are still straight. My daughters are starting to take that right turn on the right foot, left turn on the left. And so I'm getting scared that she's going to have the gnarly cashew.
Yeah.
Speaking of my daughter, though.
You know what? It's okay.
I know. She'll be fine.
Yeah, right.
I survived.
Right.
Speaking of my daughter, she's been leaving me little notes.
Oh.
And I woke up this morning. Normally, she puts it on my nightstand or on the kitchen table. And then on the way to work, I see it. And
how old is she?
She's 3. She's about to be 4 in September. And I was kind of bummed this morning because I didn't see one.
Aww.
And I opened up my backpack, and she put a little envelope in there.
Aww.
So she wrote me my little note. And it's very thick, so I don't know what she did.
Wow.
We're going to open it all together?
Yeah, I want to see what she
did. Private.
I mean, it's nothing crazy. It's not
going to
be. It's not private.
Oh, it's like a page from a coloring book.
She colored.
Oh, she made me a hummingbird.
Aww.
Well, she colored a picture.
She colored
for her daddy.
A picture, and then
she didn't finish that one.
She didn't finish the second one. A little puppy.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
She wants a puppy and a bird.
Sweet.
She left me a little.
She wants a puppy.
No.
She wants a puppy and a bird.
That's not what it means.
Yes, it is.
That's maybe she's just coloring and she wants to give it to me.
Are you just working with one animal right now?
Yeah.
Just Dex.
Just
the Chihuahua.
Dog. Man, he's getting to the end.
He's getting there, yeah.
It's sad. He's starting to pee.
Okay, well.
In the house.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have their bladder. They just.
Yeah.
He just leaks.
Old people do that.
But he still gets excited and he shows that he's.
I know, but.
I know. I know. Don't
they have doggy diapers?
I think they do, but. He's still okay.
It's a quality of life thing.
When he drips, it's just a drip. It's not like he goes.
You haven't seen the cat again that you gave away?
We didn't give him away. He was not meshing well with our family. But a lady in our neighborhood was in the search for a cat, and it just happened to work out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did show up the other day.
And?
he was at the back door, and I was like, hey, what's up?
You didn't open it, did you?
I waved at him.
What's up, amigo?
Well, I don't want to give him false hope, you know?
And so, oh, yes.
He came all the way home.
She lives like three houses down. She's not that far away.
What's up, amigo?
Yeah, he's just going around the neighborhood now, so he's becoming the neighborhood cat, which is cool. That way we can see him. We put a little water out for him.
No, then you'll never get rid of him. Put food and water out for him.
Well, everybody's doing that, I guess. If you see a cat that rolls by, you just put some water just in case, because it is hot outside. So he just chilled, and then he chilled in the
cat takes that residence.
Right, he chilled in the backyard for a few minutes. Then he went on to the next yard, and that was it. That was good old amigo.
All right,
having a good time with his new house. Kelly was having a good time last night.
Kelly's having a real good time.
I saw
your Facebook.
We were just being silly.
What was that late night sing along you were doing?
Well, I don't know why we went out. We went to the gym to work out, and then we decided we're going to eat healthy. So he went to a Mexican food restaurant. They bring out the chips and salsa. It's like, screw it. You know, so we just start. And they said, well, you know, it's happy hour still, even though it was like 8 o'clock at night or something. And we're like, really? And so I said, well, I'll have a skinny margarita.
Yeah.
And Alan had his margarita. And then we're like, well, let's just have one more. So I only had two. Yeah. But I ate so much food. So I really wasn't drunk.
So if you want to hear.
We were just being silly. We came home and
then you got on Facebook.
Two Drink Kelly got on Instagram story.
Yeah, it was two drinks, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't care if we spend the night at your mansion.
He's just like, watch what TV. Are you doing?
I don't care if we spend the night on the town. All I want is to spend the night together.
He's looking at me like I'm crazy.
All I want is to spend the night in your arms.
All right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. To be around you is also right. Your sheer perfection. Thank you. Dun-dun-dun. Drive me crazy. Drive me all night. Just don't break up the connection. I don't care where we go. I don't care what we do. I don't care, pretty baby. Take me with you.
Yeah!
Honey, take me with you.
I don't care where we go.
Sounds just like it.
Thank you.
Just like it.
Maybe we'll go with Prince and Apollonia for Halloween.
Yeah, it'll be. What was the last time you guys dressed up? You were Slash and he was Axl.
Guns N' Roses. Yeah.
So maybe you can be a girl this time.
I don't know if that's dressing up again. That was a one time thing.
Oh, that was nice.
That was good, Kelly.
It's silly.
Good. Yeah.
The couple that sings together stays together.
Is that the rule?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Got to do a little dance and a little singing.
And Kenzie
every day.
Sing a lot together?
Every single day.
Yeah.
We have a. Around dinner time, right before dinner, we turn on the Sonos and we play music and we sing and dance
with
the kids.
Nice.
Just to liven it up and so that we get away from the TV.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting my new, I'm my bonus children. I was told stepchildren's offensive.
Bonus children.
Getting them used because Emma Kelly and I, we always sing in the car. I mean, top of our voices, and they get in the car with us. They're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
But they're starting to kind of loosen up and sing.
Are they really?
A little bit.
All
right. It's kind of fun.
And you sing along when Alan is playing the guitar and everything?
Maybe you'll hear that on a sandwich
family
and some
vacation.
Love.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
On the podcast this Thursday.
Sandwich and some love and podcast being released on Thursday.
New hot, fresh sandwich and some love every Thursday.
Perfect. We got a hot, new, fresh love letters to Kelly because it is Wednesday.
It is.
Get into some love advice from the love expert, Kelly Raspberry. We'll do that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, we got a text here from a member of Kid Nation.
Okay.
My kids were nonstop jabbering in the back seat until Kelly started singing. They instantly stopped and stared with their mouths wide open. It was hilarious. Kelly, you sounded great.
Oh, thanks.
That's awesome.
That's like when a person goes out for America's Got Talent or American Idol and they start singing and judges are like,
wow.
Look at
where
that.
Where have you been?
Yeah. We got to have you go try out, Kelly.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, you still have your love expert title.
Yeah. Thank you.
You guys ready to get into love letters to Kelly?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm experiencing my first heartbreak.
Sorry.
Last week, my boyfriend of 18 months and I broke up because we're afraid we just aren't the right people for one another in the long run. He's 25, finishing up his undergrad, and I'm 22, getting my master's. We've already talked about getting back together and going to some couples counseling to work out some differences. Our relationship was amazing and he was my best friend, but there are some major red flags as well. How do I know if the good parts of the relationship outweigh the bad parts? Is it possible to be 100% happy and content in a relationship, or is it okay to be 70 to 80%?
Well, I mean, red flags is the word are the words I'm looking at. It's one thing to have like little annoying things like, you know, he kind of chews with his mouth open sometimes, or, you know, I don't like the way he shaves off his sideburns. Those aren't red flags in a relationship. Red flags are, you know, the way he speaks to the wait staff at the restaurant. Red flags are the way he responds in, you know, when you're having an argument or something.
Well, he treats his mama.
So if there are red flags, you need to pay attention to those. If he's just doing little annoying things, or compromises like combining silverware patterns. Whose silverware is the better pattern? Well, sometimes you have to combine on that. But, you know, that's not a red flag in a relationship.
Right.
Or I wouldn't be married.
Hello, I'm Alan.
So, yeah, I mean, the red flags thing that you said is what concerns me.
Yeah.
So if there are red flags, listen to those and don't go back.
Perfect.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together for 13 years and have three beautiful children. We have a great relationship. He adores me and usually is a very loving and affectionate person. He loves on me and tells me I'm beautiful often. I've never had a doubt this was true until we got into a drunken argument when he said some hurtful things. Basically, he stated that I no longer turn him on that he is miserable. I do not know how I'm going to erase his words from my head to get past this. We have not spoken since. We're going on 3 days. He has not apologized or given any hint that it was just a drunken stupidity. I do not know what to do. Can a marriage recover after such hurtful words? The doubt in my head is now deafening.
Yeah, you can recover from it, but you'll have to talk.
Man.
You have to talk eventually.
Don't they say, like, the truth comes out when
in
you're
the
drunk?
Wine.
In the wine, yeah.
Yeah, the truth comes out the wine. Yeah, because I've...
Is that how he really feels, you think?
I don't know, because sometimes when you're just trying to hurt him, his heart, you say the most awful thing.
Yeah.
Maybe he's embarrassed and doesn't know how to address it. You're not speaking to him. I mean, y'all need to just sit down. Just get a night where the two of you get the kids out of the house or, you know, get a babysitter and y'all go out to a restaurant that doesn't serve alcohol. And you just need to discuss what happened and where do we go from here? I'm not saying end your marriage over it. And he'll probably end up saying that, you know, he was just trying to hurt you and he said the worst thing he could think of. And he'll probably say all the right things.
Yeah.
But y'all have to at least
talk.
But yeah, this marriage can survive. This is one ugly fight.
Boy, it's got to be miserable.
And you
got to
be careful because words, you know, people say it's just words.
You can't hit delete on words, though, man.
No, you can't.
Yeah, they say words can't hurt you. No, they do.
Can't take it back.
They do hurt you.
But yeah, you got to talk. So, I mean, 3 days is long enough. You got to man up, woman.
You've been together 13 years.
Come on, we're getting a sitter, and we're going to go out, and we're gonna talk about what happened the other night.
Yeah. Let us know how that works. Yeah. Hopefully it works out for you.
But Please. Yeah, it can be saved. But, I mean, hopefully there's an apology there. And
yeah.
Y'all won't, you just set some ground rules for fighting. Like, we don't go there again.
No more fighting when you're drinking.
Mm-mm.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My girlfriend and I have been together for almost 6 years. Whoa. She's the love of my life and woman of my dreams. In fact, I have bought a ring.
Yay.
The problem is,
She
won't marry me.
Oh, dang.
I have proposed 3 times in the last 2 years, and the answer she keeps giving me is that she's not ready to take that step. Having a wife and kids is very important to me, and I want that with her. It just seems as though we don't share that priority. I don't want anybody else. What can I do to show her that we'll be okay? Now, I don't know if this is relevant, but we're not intimate. She wants to wait for marriage, and I respect her and love her for that.
Okay, well,
thanks.
That's great,
Luke.
Yeah.
And I also need to know how old you are. Because, I mean, are you high school sweethearts and now you're, you've 6 years. Did you start dating when you were 14? I mean, there are a lot of factors in play here.
Yeah.
But honestly, when it comes to a point, if you're a little older in life, as a woman, I know, tick, 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 there's some decisions we have to make, hard decisions like, okay, I've been with this man, he's not marrying me, and these are things I want. It's the same thing for a man. It's like, these are things that I want and I've dreamed about in my life. I love this woman. She's not giving it to me. I've got to go look somewhere else. And, you know, that's a very mature, and it's not about you haven't been intimate with her. It's about, okay, we want two different things out of life. So if you're not able to give that to me and I'm ready for that now, I'm going to have to start seeing other people. It might snap her in and say, okay, wait a minute. wait a minute. Yeah. I don't want to let this go. But you have to part ways. If she's you've asked her three times and she,
you're in separate
man,
stages.
And he stays. That's a lot.
Yeah.
A man's ego.
Meanwhile, how many girls are sitting there going, like, I've been trying to get my boyfriend to propose forever.
Right. But if you want two different things, then you're just, I mean, and these things are so important to you, then you're going to have to find it with someone else. And you might shock her into saying, oh, I don't want to lose him. He is the best thing I ever had. Okay, I'm ready to commit. It's going to go one of two ways.
I would definitely take that into consideration.
You do that.
Thank you.
You do that.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
It's not an ultimatum. I don't want him to look at it as an ultimatum.
No.
Either you marry me right now and I leave. I don't want it to be like that. It's more like, these are the things I want in life and you're not giving them to me. So I'm afraid
this
at this point, we're going to have to, you know, and that's not an ultimatum.
No, it's not.
Right, true.
It's giving
an
her the
ultimatum is you either marry me or I'm out of here.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
You're opening the door for her to choose.
Okay, now go on. I'm sorry.
All right. This is a wedding, maybe a wedding question, Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been dating for almost 4 years. He's 30. I'll soon be 27. Everything's going great with us. We just moved in together. We're dog parents to the cutest puppy ever. And we're recently engaged. Wedding planning is in full swing. And this is where my issue is. You see, my fiance has this best friend that he's known for 10 years. The best friend is the most disrespectful person I've ever met. I never want to be that girl who tells her man who he can or can't hang out with. So I never say anything about the two of them hanging out. But he wants to select this best friend as his best man. Am I crazy for not wanting this guy to stand up in front of our friends and family during the best day of our lives and give a fake speech about how much he loves and cares about us as a couple? Should I hold firm and tell my boyfriend that he can be in the wedding party, just not as the best man? Or does bro code really run this deep?
Well, I mean, that's very limited. There's only a few things a man has a say-so in his own wedding, and picking the best man is one of them. So, I mean, you might just want to voice your concerns, like, honey, you know, Brad sometimes gets a little vulgar, especially when he's drunk. Can you just talk to him or whatever his name is?
It's probably Brad.
Can you just talk to him and make sure he keeps it clean, you know, and express his concerns? And you know what? He might not. I watch these wedding shows a lot on TV, and there's a best man that gives an embarrassing speech. There's a maid of honor that gives an embarrassing speech. Those kind of things happen, but you know, it's up to your fiance to have that talk with Brad.
Yeah, be Brad.
And then make sure that he keeps it together. But no, you got to let him pick his best man.
Yeah.
That's his choice.
Thing. Yeah.
We don't even get to pick our suit usually.
No, we don't.
I mean, a man has so little say in a wedding. Rightfully so.
Of course.
You make all the wrong choices.
We know it's your day.
Don't even know how to pick the right best man, but we got to let you do it.
That's love letters to Kelly right there. If you want to write one, go to kidnation.com. We have a tab set up. You just write us. We read it on air. Kelly solves it for you. Or sometimes we get one on the phone line.
Uh-huh.
We have a gentleman on hold, Kelly, who would like to do a live love letter to Kelly. Yeah. It involves dating in the workplace.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay.
All right. We'll get to it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're your friends, Kid Nation.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a couple problems going on, it's okay to pick that phone up and give us a call.
At 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Thank you, Kelly. So, our boy Thomas gave us a call because he had to go through a certain situation, and he wants to ask us if he handled it the right way.
Okay.
So, obviously, there's a little self-doubt going on there, right, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what's going on in the world?
Well, I work in an industry where my girlfriend is kind of the boss, and she wants to bring a guy in that she knows the industry really, really well, and I'll keep the industry not known. But anyway, part of me tells me that she maybe had a relationship with this guy at one point in time.
Why do you feel that way?
Just how he holds this guy to a higher standard.
Okay.
Everything is like this guy walks on water. And anytime I'd give her a little grief about it, you know, picking on her, she'd kind of get mad. But if I mention anybody else's name, she'd just kind of laugh it off.
Okay.
So it just kind of got me curious.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did the ultimate no-no, I guess.
Which was? What'd you do?
I went snooping around Facebook and saw that she had a relationship with this guy.
And let's go back. You're dating the boss.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, that's real... risky in the first place.
Did you find anything out about the guy when you did your snooping, Thomas?
Not necessarily about the guy, just his name.
Okay.
Are they being inappropriate now, or you think it's just going to go in that direction if she hires him?
Well, they stay in contact a lot. I don't know that they're doing anything appropriate now because, well, as a matter of fact, they're not because they all live in the same town.
Right.
But I went ahead and confronted her about it this morning.
Oh boy.
And, how'd that go?
Didn't go well at all.
Yeah.
You know, because my brother did that to his wife, and then my mom's and sisters were done that way too. And I just, not that I think anything less of anybody. Everybody makes mistakes. We all have, you know, skeletons in the closet. I just didn't appreciate being lied to when I asked. And when I asked her again if it was the same guy, she said, what's it matter now? You know?
Yeah.
So.
You have a right to be concerned, but.
Is he married? Does he have a relationship or anything like that?
Yeah, he's married.
So the other guy's married, and he had some sort of relationship with your girlfriend in the past.
Right.
So you're just asking us if you were right in snooping?
Well, kind of asking a couple of questions. Was I right for snooping? I can probably answer that by saying no.
Right.
But is she trustworthy?
And you have to question the judgment of a boss who dates her employee.
I'll be honest, probably stupid to say. And Kelly, you'll probably say something, well, you know, that doesn't make sense. But she is a great girl, and I don't want to lose her over something that, you know, happened a couple of years ago before my time. It's just the fact that, and I'm never going to hold a different standard to her or put her in a category or anything like that. Because like I said, everybody's got closets that are filled with skeletons, but I don't want to lose her. And I guess my question is should I just cut my losses and leave, or should I sit there and try to figure out what we can potentially have later on down the road?
Yeah.
I think it's too new to just to cut your losses.
Yeah.
You need to have a calm discussion once the emotions of what just happened die down a little bit. Right?
Okay.
I think job's more important than relationship.
Job is very important, but love,
so
you know,
set yourself up either way.
But if he feels like, do you feel like she could be the woman you marry?
I don't know about marriage,
uh-huh.
Just because I've been married before and I have been cheated on, and it's not a good feeling. So for me, I am not looking at long, like, married type, but I would like to spend a while with somebody that I could, you know, enjoy their company and their friendship and, you know, laughters and, you know, I love to snuggle and, you know, I'm a man and I cry at, you know, simple things that other mans wouldn't cry about, but
shout out,
you know, and I'd like to share that with her because she's the same way.
I wouldn't chuck the whole thing. I would just give it a minute, you know, let the emotions die down. And when you're both calm, you say, you know, I've had a history where I was cheated on. So the fact that I snooped is related to that. So I'm sorry about that. But I've, you know, I was feeling a little bit threatened.
Right.
And that's truthful. And perhaps the situation is I want our relationship to continue. So, you know, keeping the secrets, I hurt somebody. You know, just have an honest conversation about what you're feeling, just like you're having with us. See, you have all the anger and all the hurt feelings out of it when you're telling us about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So if you can have the same conversation with her where you remove all those hurt feelings and the anger and the accusations, and then you can see where you can go from there.
And look, she probably lied to you about this guy, Thomas, because she didn't want to lose you. And a lot of the times, us guys, if we find out a girl was with a dude before and he's coming into the picture here and there, she feels like you would back off.
That's something a guy would do. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's something we do.
So you need to sit her down and say, look, the guys are supposed to be the liars in the relationship.
No, Al.
It's not helpful.
But it could be where she wasn't trying to hurt you. She was just trying to shield herself and you and your relationship from that.
I'm glad to hear you say that because girls feel like we only lie when there's something to hide.
Right.
Right.
And so when you lie about something, it's like, well, what's really going on?
Exactly. Not all lies are meant to hide something. Like that.
It's just to stop us from bitching at you.
It could be from that. It could
sometimes
be to.
It's just easier.
It could be to help you not be hurt. You know.
Yeah.
Was she extremely angry at you this morning, or do you think
no,
she reacted
she,
in a, in
she
a good way?
She never raised her voice. She didn't talk with aggression or anger or anything. I mean,
that's a good sign.
We even had a few laughs, and I told her, I don't want to lose you. I just don't want to be lied to. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
And let's be honest with one another. And she's like, well. She turned around and she goes, it doesn't even matter anymore. And I was like, uh-oh.
What does that mean?
That's what I want to know. What does that mean?
It sounds like to me, Thomas, that she's already, I hate to say
checking
it.
Checking out?
She might be checking out. She may be going to ZipRecruiter.com right now to find another employee.
No.
I'm telling you, because ZipRecruiter.com.
Oh my gosh, Al.
Hold on, Al.
This is inappropriate, Al.
Sorry, Thomas.
We're not turning this into a commercial.
I mean, it's any job, any industry, coast to coast.
Thomas.
He he's hurting and you're doing
yeah, man, he's literally trying to get
healthier. When based on her saying that comment, that doesn't sound good for you. Our relationship what exactly doesn't matter? My feelings don't matter? I don't know.
I want to say I think she was referring more to what I was trying to see if she was, you know, if it was a person that I know that she talks about a lot.
Yeah.
I think she was referring, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter anymore.
So going forward, what do you want to do?
I'll put it this way. I don't want to spin my wheels and create a rut without me going anywhere.
Okay.
Well, my only piece of advice is if you want to, it just outsider looking in, and I have no dog in this race. I don't know.
Because we don't know her at all.
I don't know her. I would start looking for another job. Just, in, you know, if you want to protect this relationship, have him move forward.
I think
having her as your boss, that's going to bring in, you know, you're hiring some other guy, and that's going to cause issues that wouldn't have happened if you weren't working for her. That's just my opinion. I could be completely wrong.
Yeah, it brings us all the way back around to ZipRecruiter.com, dog.
That's just my, you know, it's a long term. You know, I want this relationship to keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so maybe, you know, for the sake of preserving the relationship, I'll just start looking for something else. But I'm going to be upfront with her that you're going to do it for that reason and see what she says. She might say, no, that's a horrible idea. Or she might encourage that. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a tangled web.
It's very tangled.
And I wouldn't blame you if you asked her to cut off all contact with this guy.
But how can she when she's looking at him as an employee, right? Bringing him, didn't you say that? She's bringing him in?
Yeah, she might bring him in, right? That's not set yet.
Well, at one point in time, and then I went myself to the big owners, to the big owners, and told them that I didn't think that was a good idea because I don't know the guy and I didn't like him.
You went over your girlfriend's head?
Yeah.
That's what
you're supposed to do. If you don't get the answers from your media boss, you go up to the next
level. That's why you can't be working for her. You can't.
She's gonna get mad about that.
Can you imagine the fights at home? You went over my head?
Yeah. And
that's a whole other issue. That's a whole other love letters to Kelly right there. But ZipRecruiter.com has hundreds of trustworthy employees.
Just waiting
for your resume. You know what? When you're looking for somebody, as I have in the past, Thomas, I've looked for employees, and
maybe he could be looking for a job.
It's a headache. But with ZipRecruiter.com, you just post that job, and they post it to hundreds of job sites throughout the country. Any industry, doesn't matter. And boom, just employees just pop up in your email. You're like, oh, Thomas, looking for a new job in the industry that we don't know about. Wow, let me go ahead and give him a jingle right now.
Thank you, Al.
Sure.
ZipRecruiter.com/kid. But, Thomas, I would have a talk with her. See if she could just cut off if you guys do stay together, tell her that conversation and your contact with this guy for my sake, if it would no longer happen, that'd be great. And if she accepts that and goes along with it, and you listen to Kelly and maybe go find a different job where she's not working right above you so that you guys have a little space as well while you're away from each other at work, I think you guys can make it work, especially since you say you want this to go on.
Right.
So hopefully
as hard as it is to think about this, there are other women out there. I mean, I know it's bleak. It might be bleak because you've got a lot of time invested in this relationship, but there are other people out there.
Yeah.
That will be nice to you.
All right, man.
All right.
No more snooping, Thomas.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Definitely.
Keep us posted. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Sure will. Thanks.
All right. Bye, Thomas.
I can't believe he went over his girlfriend boss's head.
That's deep.
I know.
And then she stayed with him after that. I would be really mad.
I do get the snooping, though. When I hear people that snoop, I understand. It's not a good thing. You shouldn't snoop in relationships. But when you do it, it's just a human reaction. If there's cause for it,
I guess. You know, if there's no cause for it and you go looking for trouble, you'll find it. But if you have so many red flags and you start looking, I understand that.
Yeah, and he had those flags, apparently.
Man, I just can't leave the relationship for survive that.
Yeah, that is a trip.
Dating the boss.
And going over her head.
Going over her head. And didn't get her boy hired.
Yeesh.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Trying to figure out how to put on my headphones. There we go.
I remember my first day. I remember my first day being a DJ.
Your first day bumbling?
That was yesterday.
Not really. Yeah, I remember the first day you bumbled for me.
Man, during the break, Jenna was full on putting the press on Big Al Max.
Wow.
Okay, you know what is so screwed up about this job environment I'm in is that people like rarely compliment each other here. And yeah. Al has on a fresh outfit today. Like he actually matches and he has new white sneakers on and he looks good. So I can't compliment a guy in here without Jenna's thirsty. God, Jenna, you want me. You want Al. Jenna, yeah. JC's married. You're hitting on him. I'm like, I'm just complimenting you guys. I've known you for like a decade.
Jenna, I try not to fraternize with the fellow employees.
Fine, Al. I'm sweating for you. That's fine.
A compliment in this office is when nobody says anything about your outfit. That's a compliment. That's
pretty much.
If I can walk into Trey's office and he does not make fun of my shirt, it's a good
day. Yeah, I can count on one hand, I think, the number of times I've been complimented around here for something I've had on. So, Al, you look great today.
Thank you.
You do, Al.
That means I want you, and I want you to take me to your office.
Oh, wow.
But that means that you look like you put some effort into the
outfit. Well, thank you, Jenna. I appreciate that. You look good in your sweatshirt.
No, I don't.
Your hoodie.
Not today. I don't look good today. It's fine. I took a shower.
Look good in the hoodie.
I'm in pajamas, okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
And Kelly, you look good, too.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could look like you had two drinks last night.
Oh, man, I'm still dizzy. So, that's
and JC?
I'm not right.
Yeah. The shirt fits better than most
All my shirts fit.
Oh, what's your password?
I'm telling you. You guys are... Trey.
I'll text it. Oh, I can't text it to you on my phone.
Here, I'll pass it over. You know you guys ruin people. Like, sometimes we get listeners or companies send us t-shirts, and you guys make fun of my shirt so bad that all they send me are smalls and mediums.
Right.
Well, that's what you
No, I don't. I wear a large, at least.
Well, yesterday you got a shirt. It was a medium, and I just knew you were going to try it on.
No. I already know what a medium is going to look like.
It looks like your other
shirt. Perfect.
It looks like your other shirt.
It's going to look like a lot of jokes made.
It looks like the baby blazer would go right with it.
I got rid of the baby blazer because you got made fun of it.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Even though it was fitted perfectly to my body.
Well, that was a little ill-fitting. It really was,
yeah. JC. Yeah, you're.
But I've lost many an article of clothing.
Yeah, we've ruined
some
stuff.
Yes.
The Regis jacket back in the day, Kelly had this.
I had a red leather jacket.
Crimson.
We went to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And it was the only leather jacket I brought. And it happened to be really cold there when we were there. Every night it got cold. So every night I wore the red leather jacket. They're like, oh my gosh, you wore the red leather jacket again. I'm like, if it was a black leather jacket, nobody would have said anything.
Right, right.
But then suddenly, every time I wore the red leather jacket, I felt like everybody was looking at me like, ew, does she own anything else? So I had to get rid of it. I love that jacket.
When I first started here, I had this cool belt it was a fake Gucci belt. it was fake. But it was white, and you guys made fun of it so bad, like nobody has ever owned a white belt. So I had
to
get rid
of it. Well, not since Mr. Brady.
You
guys try and ruin stuff for me, but I rock it. I own it, even when it's sometimes a fashion fail. I try and tell myself, you know, live like Rihanna.
That
she wears
outfit,
some things
though,
that are ugly. What?
That Amish outfit, though.
That was funny. Yeah.
That was really funny.
Okay, it was a lace high neck blouse, and I happened to have my hair in one of those crazy braids, and we just happened to do a story for our television show about Amish mafia, and I looked like I was part of the community.
I miss our television show.
Since we're talking about fashion real quick.
Yeah,
I know.
Right? I was so much richer back then.
Since we're talking about fashion, before we talk about the girls that are matching with Al on Bumble, if you went to this website called Belle Chic. Belle Chic.
Okay.
And you bought the $13 tote bag that says my favorite color is glitter, you're going to have to return it. Because it looks like my favorite color is Hitler due to the font.
Yeah, the font makes it look like Hitler. Yeah, it does.
You're making fonts so hard now, you can't even read them.
Yeah,
man. That's why I stick with Comic Sans. You never have any mistake with
terrible.
Comic Sans.
Yeah.
It could pass as Comic Sans is the thing you should never use.
You never
like Comic Sans.
You never have any mistake
font
with it. It puts you in a good mood.
It makes me happy.
Thank you.
The slight curve to a letter.
Comic Sans is perfect for like a birthday card for a little 5-year-old kid.
I don't care. Now, if you send me an email, I'm going to reply, and it's going to be in Comic Sans.
Kelly did make a point that said it does look like Hitter sometimes.
It's like Hitter to me, but you know, I can see at a glance.
So don't go out with your Hitler bag.
My favorite color is Hitler. Doesn't really make sense.
$13 tote bag though. That's a good deal.
Yeah, it should say glitter.
Yeah.
Change that font. So how's Al doing on the dating?
Every time we bring this up, it gives me butterflies in my stomach.
Jenna swiped yesterday a few times. So
a few.
Yeah, like how many? Five? Six?
A dozen.
A dozen. Whoa. 12 girls you
and
swipe.
And I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it real. I mean, I'm going for what Al likes. I'm not trying to be ridiculous and swipe on anything like he might at 2 a.m. I'm swiping on ones that I actually think he might be interested in and attracted to that have a job and
Don't waste anybody's time. Yeah.
No.
We asked Al what he was looking for, and I believe he said something along the lines of, hot is good, not hot is not so good.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. He has a in Al's bio. Well, the first thing he said when I was making him a bio was, I got the bubble guts.
And I do.
So
I
that
do right now.
Is your bio, along with some of your other qualifications.
I got bubble guts right now.
This is the funny thing. So I left out yesterday. I made his profile. I picked some funny pictures. You and JC are the profile picture, which they kept trying to tell me I couldn't do that. Because it is kind of a foul when it's
Wait, which one is it?
No, you guys are both wearing crop tops.
Oh, see, now that's not being... We need to take it more seriously.
How do I look,
though? We're really going to be trying to find you a match,
I'm sorry. I want to be funny for a day, and then we can get real on it.
Okay, if we're going to get real, though. If we're
we'll put some real ones up.
He has some pictures of himself looking great. I got on this morning, because I let him keep his phone, of course, and so I checked to see his matches.
Oh, boy.
Yeah?
There weren't any.
See, I'm telling you.
And then
this morning,
I swiped around more, and I actually matched with a babe.
You matched with a babe?
Al matched with a babe.
Ow.
And then I just went to look so I could tell you about her.
Yeah.
She unmatched it.
Yeah, see, they don't want to. Girls that are serious don't want to be a radio bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That, this is reeking of radio.
So now.
You're trying to help them for real.
Well, with
for
you, bubble guts and a crop shop photo.
Okay.
Crop top. It's not going to work.
So we got to change the bubble guts because that's probably
be
scaring them away.
They don't want to be, well, a girl doesn't want to be a joke.
Now he has three matches. And this is everyone's biggest issue, though. Al, it says your age, which I'm not allowed to change on here because it pulls from data on your Facebook.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You're lying about your age.
Mm-mm. What does it say?
You're not lying.
36.
Yeah.
Oh, he's 35. Sorry.
Every single person has been Snapchatting me going, Al's 36? That's hilarious.
Why is that funny? That's his age.
I know. It makes me laugh, too. I know. Because I feel...
So, that's all I've been getting messages about. So, I can't... That wasn't my
work
doing.
For you.
Kelly's been getting a bunch of emails.
I put that on my Facebook years
ago. I've gotten a few, but it's like...
Here's the thing.
It's not going to work if one of, they don't live here.
Right.
People are, you know, from other states, it's not going to work. And some of them, I just know that it's not Al's type. So it's like there's no need to pursue it if I know. I don't want to set anybody up for disappointment and failure, but
sure,
I know what Al's type is.
Look, we're going to investigate you. You know, if you send something in, we're going to make sure that you're for reals because we are really trying to match them up with somebody we think would be good. We found one of the people that sent something in had pictures all over the internet. With her girlfriend.
Yeah, so. And I thought she was great, and then y'all did more digging, and she's apparently
this
not
is
interested
the key.
In men.
And this is the key, and I tell guys that they don't realize sometimes, I don't know why you guys don't do this, but you find everything you need to know by clicking on photos tagged of someone. Not the photos a girl posts of herself that are obviously the best and edited, and she can create her life to look however she wants.
Hmm.
But it's where you go to photos tagged of her that you see things. I mean, the people can untag themselves, of course, but that's where I found this girl has a girlfriend. She's making out with her on New Year's Eve and on vacation. She has a girlfriend.
So she's not for reals with Al.
She's not for real. Amongst other things that you see, how, you know, other people tag people in photos.
Or maybe she was trying to cheat on her girlfriend with Al.
Or maybe she's fluid. Isn't that the new thing? I'm just fluid.
No, and that's fine, but don't have pictures of you with somebody else. That person's feelings would be hurt if you went on a date with somebody else.
Know.
And we don't want
to
hurt people's
feelings.
I'd
like to take this seriously.
We are taking this serious. Right, Al?
I am.
Yeah, Al's not really in the mood. There's no point in forcing it on you.
I mean, is he trying to find a serious girlfriend. He just wants to find a hookup.
He's not. I don't think he wants that.
Yeah.
We're just doing the thing.
He's not into it.
He'd be into it honestly, if she's some hot girl that lives within 0 to 5 miles.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, says, hey, you know, I'm still grieving.
Still?
I'm still. It's just.
You are still grieving. I'm fine with that.
It's just been like a little while.
Uh huh.
you know, it's just, I'm just chill. I'm just chill. Honestly, I'm just chill. I am really chill right now. I'm in a chill spot. So it's okay. I don't want to kill the bit because uh-huh. I've never killed a bit before in my life. So
That's not true.
I've unsuccessfully
murdered Beth on this show.
In fact, you're going to court for one next week.
I'm going along because I, you know, it's cool, it's fine, whatever. But it really, seriously, I'm just chill. I'm chill where I am. I'm chill. I think that's how I feel.
Yeah. People are like, "Why are you single? What's wrong with you?" I'm like, "I'm actually really happy.
I'm chill.
If it hits, it's great. Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah. I'm chill.
And you're still
chill, chill, chill. If you look up chill in the dictionary, it'd be a picture of me, chilling.
So
chill.
So should we keep going?
KidNation.com is your one-stop shop for everything Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna. And it's open 24/7, assuming you have the internet. More Kid Craddock Morning Show is coming up.